Hello to all my chaverim, Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. We are continuing on Shiurim and Mishnayos. We are now Maseches Erev, and today we'll be starting with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the Mishnah starts, Rechava has to be as wide. The first Yisrael says we're talking about the Korah going across the top of the Mavoi, the cross post. That has to be how wide? Kedei Lekabel Ariach, Ubriya Kedei Lekabel Ariach. It has to be wide enough to hold a half brick and strong enough to hold a half brick. As the Rav says, it has to be strong enough to withstand the weight of the half brick so it won't break. And that's halacha. The Rav, in the name of the Yerushalmi, which is brought in the Rashba and Daf Yudal and Rav Aleph, that it has to be strong enough to withstand a row of bricks for its whole length. But the Riva says it's enough that it's strong enough to hold one brick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rechava al Fapish ein Briya. Yehuda says, no, it's good enough if it's wide enough, even if it isn't that strong. Rabbi Onas and the Meiri explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Korah going across is from Kosa Mechitza. Okay, not Heker. And therefore, it has to only be something long enough and have enough of the width. And we don't care about its strength. That's not relevant. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Samad Gemel Sif Yud Zayin says the shear of this korah going across, it has to be the width of a tefach, and its thickness can be anything, as long as it's strong enough to hold the half brick, the ariach, which is the half brick of the three tefachim, only one and a half tefachim is its size. And the Mishnah Berura in Sifkat Nuntes says we're talking about here has to be able to hold arichim, the bricks, that each one of them it'll be along its length of three tefachim and its width one and a half tefachayim. They're going to be resting for the whole length of this the korah. Okay, and that's going to be the length of the mavi, and the reason for the opening of the mavi. The reason it has to be able to hold these bricks, because otherwise there won't be a hecker that much. People will think, oh, it's just a temporary structure there, but if it's strong and it's well enough to be able to lay bricks across it, then everyone will see it, and they'll see it's a permanent structure put there in order for them to realize that they're about to leave the mufli. Okay, moving on, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, which the Gemara is in Daf Yud Gimel Beis. Hoysa shel kash shel kanim. If it was built made of straw and reeds, as Rash Rav say, this is Rabbi Huda again speaking, and the Rav adds, we don't pass it like him. He says, even if it's just a weak materials, roon also ki ila hi shel makos. We look at it as if it is made of metal. Tesis Yonta says, the Gemara explains that he's coming to add on the point here, that even if it's from the materials that by itself aren't strong in order to use it for building, still it is kosher to use as the korah. And akuma, if it is bent, roono soki ilahi pshuti, look as if it's straight. Rashi will explain, if it's bent so a brick can't lie on its easily and won't be stable. Tesis Yonta explains that in the Gemara that the bend in this korah we're talking about goes even outside the bend, takes it outside the mavi. And if you take that bend away between the two edges, it'll be three tefachim. Still, he says, we look at it as if it's a straight, and that the whole thing is within the mavli, and we're not afraid that maybe someone will say, oh, it really stretches out even further, I can walk further, and he'll be going past where he's allowed to be carrying, because he'll really be outside the mavli. The verse Rav says, Yehuda says this everything here in this Mishnah, and the Rambam and the Rosh say, no, only from this point of Akuma on, is where from Akuma on, everybody agrees about the if it's bent, we look at it as if it's straight. As the other says, it's just that the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Torah write that it has to be that if you take away the bent area, it won't be more than three tefachim or more a space from one end to the opening to the other side of the bend. The Agula, in Rashi, if it's circular, that as they explained that a brick won't be able to sit on this Korah because it's circular, it's not flat. Ronos Akili Muraz. It looks as if it's square, like it was either split or broken, and it would, you look at it as if it would be able to hold the brick on it. Kol Sheyesh Be'Akeh for Shloshet Tefachim, Yesh Bo Rochav Tefach. Anything that in its circumference is three tefachim, we know its width is one tefach. Rashi will explain what is the measurement of the round akora in order to make it kosher. Anything that if around it is three tefachim, that you need a string that's long, three tefachim, to circumvent around the round kora, that you'll know that it had a width of one tefach if it gets split. Now the Rav adds, we see this in the Yam Shel Shlomo in Divrei Yamim Beis Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. It says there, Eser Ba'ama Misfasa Osfasa was 10 amas from one edge to the other. Ogel Safet was round. Bekav Shloshim Ba'ama and a line 30 amas. Yisav Osasav will go around the whole pool of the Yam Shel Shlomo. So it must be that for each amma of the width in the circle, you have three amas in the circumference. Tesiyadu says, it's Mashma Gemara, this is an exact measurement. And the Taisus writes, himself, doesn't really fit with what we know mathematically, according to the mathematicians. And the Rambam writes that anything that has an amma in its diagonal has in the circumference three amas and a seventh, approximately. And he says, since we'll never get to the exact measurement of pi, remember 3.147 something 25, or it goes on and on, so you never can get an exact measurement, so Chama took the large measurement, and it says if it has three, then we figure it as one going across. And even though we're not, if they have the circumference of three tefachim, we won't actually get a diagonal of one tefach because of the seventh that's missing in its circumference. Still, and therefore we'll be makel having a smaller circumference than we really might need. This is what the Gemara asks in the first paragraph of Sukkah, Daf Ches. Maybe when we say lo duck, we go l'chumra. When we say we're not exact, we go l'chumra. But here we're going l'kula. We're saying, even if it only has three, we're saying, assume that it will be able to hold. It would be one going through it, the width, even though we know it's not. So the Magid Mishnah already explained that the Chacham weren't that exact here. They were makel and made it easy for people. The Rush and Tshuva's Chelek Beis, Tshuva Yates, wrote a question to the Rashba. Why do you have to learn from the Pasuk how the circumference works as compared to the width? Why don't we just measure something? And the Cheshek Soma writes that we lost whatever answer the Rashba gave him back, but the Rush and Taisvis answers that the ratio which is brought in the Mishnah is only an approximation, and since it's only an approximation, it's good that we have some kind of in the Pesukim that point to this, and this is also a way to explain the question of the Taisus, that it's not an exact ratio, even though that's true, we still see from the Pasuk he uses this number as an approximation to teach you a halacha of what the ratio should be. And therefore we should also use that same ratio whenever we're trying to figure out to come up with some halacha in the Torah. The Hon Asher and the Lechem Shavayim learn that you can answer the question that, because we learned there was two types of tefach, and tefach atzev, which is compressed tefach, and a tefach sochek, which is a wider tefach, the fingers are wider, and therefore you can explain that anything that has a hekef of three tefachim, which are wide, the three tefachim in the going in the circumference will look at the wider tefach, that will have a rochev, will have a width of the tefach, one tefach being compressed tefach, so maybe then it'll work out better. The Maseches Avraham, we're now doing Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, which in the Gemara is in Daf Yud, Dalet Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says, L'chayayim sha'amru, the side post that they said. And the Rav says, the side post that we had a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, because according to Rabbi Elazar, remember we learned in the early Mishnah, that you need two L'chayayim, he says. And the Rabbanan say it's good enough to have one, and that's the shear. So now we're going to talk about the shear for this lechi. Tver Israel says in the Mishnah Beis, we talked about this halacha. And why did we say here a lashon of L'chayayim, plural. And not earlier, like in Mishnah Gimel. If you look there, it says Hakorah, not the Koros. It's just telling you that even if you make two L'chayayim, the way Rabbi Elazar wanted it in Mishnah Beis, still, there have to be a certain height to it, and that's what we're about to say here. She'gavan eser tefachim, has to be 10 tefachim high. The Rav says that's the shear that a mavi has to be high, because a mavi less than 10 tefachim high is not considered a mavi. Even now here, even if the mavi was much higher, let's say the mavi was 20 or 30 tefachim high, it's enough that the lechi would be 10 tefachim going up from the ground. Tosfos Yonah says the Rebbe Yonason wrote, similarly with a korah that's going across can't be lower than 10 tefachim. And only it doesn't say that rule when it's dealing with the korah, because they relied on the Mishnah here about the lechi, that the shear is 10, like the shear of a mavi. The Meiri says, according to the Shita, that a lechi is because of a mechitza, certainly it has to be 10 tefachim, because that's the minimal shear for a mechitza. And the Mishnah continues, v'rachvan v'ovin kol shu, the width and the thickness of this korah could be a kosher, a minimal thing. And the Gemara in Daf Yudal Amud Beis says, even if it's just a string, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Zayin says, the lechi, even if they're broken pieces and bits and pieces, it still will be kosher of the lechi. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Dalet says, he means, if they're broken, they were glued together. As long as it could stand in a normal type of wind, that's what the Levush mentions. And this is different than a korah, because the korah going across, we say it has to be strong in order to hold the half brick, the riach. In Sif Katan Chaf Hey, the Mishnah writes, and similarly, if you have stones sticking out of the wall, and they're separate from each other, less than 3 tefachim, that could be stand for a lechi itself that's, you know, it's extruding from the wall. And as long as between all these different stones, you'll have 10 tefachim. Now, the Mishnah continues, Rav Yossi Omer Rachman Shlosha tefachim. The width has to be 3 tefachim, okay, because he says, the Rav explains, Rav Yossi says you need something chashiv as a mechitza. But the halach is not like Rav Yossi, that we don't need the, have to, the lechi to be wide 3 tefachim. Tosfos Yonah says from the Lashon of Rabbi Yonasan that we could say that the idea of Rabbi Yossi that you need some mechashiv with mechitza, as even though it'll be pulled away from the kosel, the wall, 3 tefachim, so we won't have any aver on one side and the other side to be mevatel, because it itself would be 3 tefachim. Tosfos Yonah says, I wonder about that. Because even if a lechi is 3 tefachim wide, if it's split us off the wall 3, it won't work. Because even Rabbi Yonasan goes with his sheet that the reason the lechi separated from the wall has to be 3, that won't work, because the aver from one side will come mivatel it, and if the lechi is more than 3, would then be mutter to separate it 3 away. Okay, still, but a lechi, which is 3 itself, it won't work, because even though we say paritz ka'omer, it could be equal to the space, could be equal to the part that's standing. But here we have two sides. We have one side that's separate from the wall, and one side on the other side, which will be open space, and that together will be more than the lechi standing itself. It would be mevatelet, as we have in the sugya and daf given the base, so he doesn't quite understand Rabbi Yonasan's pshat. Okay, that will be our end of the shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me 0522-449-331 or write to me, Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com. Have a good day.